Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA with an amazing offer for new customers. You bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and you win $200 in free bets. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Andrew P. Shea. Ross Tucker will be along in a little bit for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. Andy, as usual, let's start with the news of the week, and never fails. James Franklin meets the media, and news comes about. Let's start with this. Prior to his press conference, word came out that James Franklin had a new agent. Everyone jumped to the conclusion he's getting a new agent in middle of the season. It obviously means he's looking to leave. He did clarify, though, that he made the change in agents last summer. Big deal, little deal, no deal?
Well, I think it's a big deal to a degree. I'm curious. It strikes me as I have curiosity in if you hire a guy to do something for you and he does that perfectly, pretty much. I mean, all his agent that he made a change with, how's that for the way to put it? All he did was get more money out of Penn State and get James exactly what he pretty much wanted. How is that not accomplishing what you want for somebody that hires you to do a job? He went with, whether he did it over the summer or whether it was recent, it kind of doesn't matter. He changed agents, and the agency he went with is a hammer. It's the CAA agency, I believe. They've got Saban, Kirby Smart. They've got SEC guys, right? Lane Kiffin. So they're a big agency. They deal in big-time college football programs. And, you know, you combine a couple things. You look at it and you go, okay, James was 4-5 last year. The team was 4-5 last year. They're 5-2 now, and it's the worst loss in your tenure as the head coach in your eighth season. So basically, you're 9-7 in your last 16 games. You have just your worst loss. And then this news comes out. Timing is everything sometimes, and it is a bad timing and bad look. In a short nutshell, in my opinion, what this says to me is James Franklin, the college football coaching business, it is open for business. Let's go. That is what it says to me.
Here's the problem with it. James Franklin, as coach at Penn State, has been a real success story. Several years of, you know, New Year's Day bowl games, yep. 11 win seasons.
Yep.
He was the golden child, and he could use these job openings elsewhere as leverage to either get what he wants at Penn State, more money, more facilities, more money for his assistants, or he could say, well, if you don't want to give it to me, someone else will. But Andy, is there a case to be made where he's losing all that leverage? 4-5 last year, as you pointed out, ugliest loss of his tenure last week against Illinois. He's 5-2, and if we project the next five games, I'm willing to bet he's going to be an underdog in three out of those five games. Realistically, he could be looking at, very realistically, at a 7-5 season coming off a 4-5 season. Has the shine kind of worn off here a little bit?
It could. That's a fan thing for me. That's like a Penn State fan thing. Like, you know, what do you think of your coach? I think you know, development-wise, there's some questions there in terms of football development. The coordinator positions, especially a couple key ones, offensive line and offensive coordinator, have been a revolving door with James Franklin. So there hasn't been some sort of, you know, rough patches along the way, but is his it could be a little bit. I mean, you sit in the athletic director's chair and you're like, okay, we're paying, you know, X amount of million dollars a year for this. And, you know, the promise of a good recruiting class in 2022. Okay, that's good. It's sort of part of the job. But the main part of the job is the on-field production part. And that's not been very good for the better part of 15 months. So I would, yeah, you might be right. I mean, my thought is, to turn around and ask you, as a Penn, you know, the Penn State fans, do Penn State fans want him as their head coach? I don't know. I mean, that's a legitimate question. Do Penn State fans want James Franklin as their head coach? I don't know the answer to that.
I think, Andy, that there's a vocal minority who, you know, were very quick to react. 2 weeks ago, Penn State was 5-0. And, you know, a top five ranked team, everything is golden, especially in James Franklin's world. They're now 5-2, and as I said, could very realistically be heading towards 7-5 on the season. As a Penn State fan, I still want James Franklin back. I still believe in him. But I think it's time for James to stop messing with the university and the fans. He no longer is, you know, that guy who's giving us those 11-win seasons. We haven't seen it in a few years, James. Maybe you should buckle down and get a few more wins at Penn State before you start flirting with some other schools. Because if you don't pay attention to your job right now, there may not be any other jobs available to you. Okay, so that's my take as a Penn State fan. And I think that's how the majority of Penn State fans feel from, you know, chatting with my friends and so on, that, and hearing from our listeners. Yep, we want James Franklin to stay, but come on, guy. You ask us to commit to Penn State. It's time for you to commit to Penn State, too, beyond just this season. Let's move on, Andy. A few more things went on in his press conference. And, you know, sticking with Franklin for a second, he made several gaffes during his press conference, which is not really a big deal. You and I have been on the air enough. You know it's pretty easy to misspeak from time to time. But that's not typical of James Franklin.
No,
I mean,
it
multiple
is not.
Times, you know, he made enough gaffes to make our president proud, okay? Did you read anything into that he's still, this Illinois loss is still lingering with him, that he's very much troubled by that loss?
If you're a Penn State coach, a Penn State player, or a Penn State fan, football-wise, and you aren't shaken by that loss, then, you know, you are, then there's something wrong with you, right? Like, let's just say it what it is. I mean, Illinois is a really bad football team. They were a really bad football team before they played Penn State, and they're still, even after they beat Penn State, they're still really bad as they're comprised. They're still a really bad football team. The gut punch stuff that Brett Bielema said about his team before the Penn State game, okay, it worked for that game. His sort of offensive line had a little bit of fire under there, you know what? But at the bottom line is they're still a bad football team. So you should be shaken by that loss. And, you know, it is Ohio State week. When is Ohio State, the I hate Ohio stuff, when has Ohio State week been nothing about talking about Ohio State week? You're hardly hearing anything about, well, oh, by the way, Penn State, it becomes almost an afterthought. Oh, by the way, Penn State playing Ohio State this week, instead of it is Ohio State week. So that tells you how much noise is sort of shaking this program on top of losing to a really bad Illinois team.
And it didn't help his cause that one of the gaffes was for a guy whose mantra is always 1-0, 1-0, just looking at this coming week, he should be saying, I'm just looking, thinking about Ohio State. And he kept saying Illinois instead of Ohio State.
I know.
If you're going to read anything into it, it's he hasn't gotten over this loss yet.
Yeah, not a good look.
Speaking of Ohio State, and we will talk more about it in the fourth quarter, Andy, but in the press conference, what surprised me was Tuesday press conference, he had only really practiced with the team or been together with the team on Sunday. Monday's their day off, but Tuesday he was already saying he thinks Sean Clifford will be 100% for Ohio State. Anybody who watched Sean Clifford against Illinois, I'm sure, doesn't think he's going to be 100% for Ohio State. What's your reaction to that comment?
So it's kind of, it's a little bit of a twofold thing. One is you have to say that for the opposition. So that's the one part of it. Sean Clifford reiterated it when he spoke after practice on Wednesday. He said the exact same thing. Message on message on message on message. You go by the eye test, right? He's hurting. I'm convinced he probably shouldn't have finished the game for a lot of reasons. And we'll talk about more about that later, but I just know that in the third quarter, he could barely drag himself off that soggy, wet field and stand up. And that is a real problem. If that, and that, at that, that's your quarterback, and you see that, and he continues to play, that is a real, real, real big-time problem on many fronts. And it just screamed to me when I was watching. I'm like, okay, it's time. Get him out of the game. He gave it the office. That's all he has. Yet they continue to trot him out there. So it's problematic on a couple fronts, Jimmy. And that is not going to be fixed in 7 days. It might be a little bit different, but it ain't going to be a lot different.
And the question that a lot of folks had was, gee, was it time to bring Roberson in? Even if it's not to win the game, it's to spare Sean Clifford more punishment. And he was asked about it, and James Franklin's response was, we just felt he gave us the best chance to win.
Yeah, that's down the stretch it come, and you continue to beat that horse. When it looks like that right in front of you, who's this about? It was clear he needed to come out of the game, and they could not reach that decision. Troubling to me.
It is, and it probably tells us a lot about how Taquan Roberson has been progressing or not progressing. That's it for quarter number one of our show. Stick around. Ross is going to arrive for quarter number two.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA, has an amazing offer for new customers. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.